Trust your DM.
Yeah. Yeah. Very esoteric. Trust your dungeon master. You don't have to ask questions the entire game. You just trust your DM.
I've done LSD, I've done mushrooms, all that.
So any more sex and drugs? Teeth Radio?
Yes.
Back, is that right?
Yes.
Back at Off Model Studios, but we'll call it the lab.
Back at the labs.
Alright. We are so very happy. Listen to my voice. We are so very happy to have a reoccurring guest.
Hey, how you doing? This is Andy Miller.
And Shannon. Don't do it, I'm doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Shannon? Coyano.
Yay.
I even did a little accent of some sort. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Back. We are
I'm excited.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was excited when I saw it on the thing. I was like, yes.
Yeah, we had a blast last time. We had a great time.
Yeah, we did too. So.
I'm not getting drunk.
No?
So,
are you sure? Is it just juice in there?
It's just juice.
All right.
So what's been up with you guys?
Well, we've a lot of personal stuff, a lot of professional stuff.
Both?
Yeah, both. We are both currently in a sketch comedy show that we do every other month. That's, it's actually been going on about a year, but I joined it a little bit after Andy was doing it with a couple friends of ours.
What's it called?
It's called The Really Entertaining Show.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, it's good. And it's a lot of sketch. It could be also described as a variety show also.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't literally write like a lot of, you know, whole story plotted sketches. It's not really like that. It's more kind of improvisational, almost games or gags.
I
watched a video that was, you guys were playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was really funny.
Oh, I'm glad
we usually have that. So that was more skittish, but again, not, you know, not scripted or anything.
No, it was totally improv, and I think, you know, like then edited afterwards to like, you know, you know, some strengths of like what went down or whatever. But I liked you said you trust your DM.
Yeah. Yeah. Very esoteric. Trust your dungeon master. You don't have to ask questions the entire game. You just trust your DM.
Yeah, so that's something that's been a really awesome project for us to work on, and the guys that we work with on that show, the kind of the producers and creators of that show, Nam Hunt and Dwayne Paul Cullen, we feel super, super lucky that they wanted us to be regulars on that. So that's a big thing that we're doing. And then Andy also has something exciting that he started doing too.
What is it?
What is it?
What is it, Andy?
What is it? What You're is producing it? Your own show.
Oh, that's right. I'm producing. I got so much stuff going on.
Yeah, I understand.
I produce a show in Seattle, in the U District, called Pies and Pints Presents Andy Miller's Sweethearts of Comedy.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a stand-up comedy show, and it's well-curated lineup of comics that I do every month on third Thursdays. Ooh. And it's been awesome. It's been a great undertaking. It's been a lot of XP, a lot of experience points as far as this artistic journey that I'm on.
Just add a ding 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 ding.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. Producing a show is really, really exciting. It's really exciting. And it's moving in this like exponential direction of where there's more and more people coming every month, which
yes,
just make that money.
Yeah.
Well, and you're seeing the other side of it too, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, the other side of it. Like a milestone was where we were cashing out at the end of the night, and I got my funds from the night, and then I went, I think I'm a little short. You know what I mean? Like big time. I'm getting shorted. Yeah.
You know? You're making it.
Everybody turn out your pockets.
You know, a great friend of mine runs the venue, and I wouldn't be able to happen without him.
Right.
He's got a great podcast, too, called... It's called Console Obscura. It's a great podcast. You can check it out. He and I have such a great working relationship as this has been developing. I was able to determine that I indeed was not shorted, so...
Listen very clearly into the mic so you don't piss anybody off.
Everything's totally square.
Yeah, so his name is Kenny, and he is awesome. And Pies and Pints the bartender there like loves having Andy's show there, and they're really happy with it. And so that's been really exciting.
That's a plus. Yeah,
is it what it sounds like? Like
it's just straight pies. Oh, the restaurant? Oh. Yeah. It's like savory pies.
Yeah, a little savory pie, size of your fist with a side of fries.
Okay.
And, mm-hmm. Get yourself a Guinness, pint of Guinness.
Just get cool real quick.
Just get cool.
Yeah. Kenny who manages it, you know, he's a performing artist himself. Mm-hmm. You know, has been in bands, as long as I've known him, going all the way back to junior high.
Wow.
So, I mean, he knows what it's like to be a performer, and he knows how he likes to be treated. Yeah. And it's like, I didn't even have to ask for some of the things that he's just doing for us so
and
that we're
cares.
Treated so well. And he cares.
He cares, and he's like, he comes to every one of the shows, and he sits there and he supports it. And he also plugs it on Facebook for us. He cares about sound quality, which is an issue that we often have of someone not knowing how to...
Right. They got the mic set up for
a
rock
singer.
Because
he's in a band.
Right.
Yeah. So, but because he performs all the time on stage, he kind of knows a lot about that. It's great. It's been great.
It's awesome.
Well, and that makes it cool for the comics. They want to come back, you know, and then they're telling people how fun it was, you know, and like...
Like right now.
I would admit, because like, as a performer, you know, like, I played, you know, in bands and played shows and stuff, and it's like when you go to a venue where it's like they just treat you good. Hey, it's cool that you guys like drove here, you know, like... here's some drinks. If you guys want some food, you know, whatever, let us know. Places are different, and it's the people, you know, so it's like, it makes it cool. And those are always the funnest shows, even if it's like, if it's not packed or whatever, it's like, still like, we had a really fun time at that place. Those people were fun, and it was cool.
Yeah.
But it's cool that your spot is packed, apparently.
Yeah, it's great. And like, you know, I mean, it is a bar show
right.
by every definition, but at the same time, when I think of a bar show, especially in comedy, you're ambushing the audience. They didn't know there'd be comedy there that night.
Yeah.
And, there's people, like, you know, two rows away talking because they're like, fuck you, I was
I'm
here
at a
before
bar,
you
dude.
Were. Yeah, exactly.
I'm halfway through my dinner right now.
Yeah.
I'm closing a deal.
This is Rodney Dangerfield. He's like, fixing his tie.
Yeah, that's been a good thing.
We've had a wild year.
Comedy-wise, yeah, we've both just been kind of really, like, getting to a point where you can sort of do what you want to do as opposed to do what you can get kind of thing.
Right.
So it's that's been kind of nice, too, you know, getting on shows where, you know, getting to headline or feature and, you know, bigger spots and... getting to do these like other side project things that because a friend of ours who also does stand up, his name's Wilfred Padua, and we were just talking to him about possibly doing some other projects in the future together, and he made a point that he was like, you know, straight stand-up, always just straight stand-up, it can get stale, you know, or you need to be able to kind of dabble in other types of comedy or performing a little bit to stay fresh and stay good with mm-hmm. your stand-up. So that's why doing, like, sketch stuff and improv stuff and then getting a taste for producing, and I'm not producing anything right now, but Andy's inspired me with how well his show is going. So I produced something one time, and I was like, fuck this, because it's really stressful. It's really stressful. You have, you know, your performers all have their little idiosyncrasies where, like, mm-hmm. they don't want to show up on time, or they want to cancel at the last minute, or they want their friend to be on it too, or their vision for what they want to do in your show is not what you talked about originally,
right?
Or et cetera, and dealing with the venue and blah blah blah, and you know, it's, I was just like, I don't think I want to produce, but Andy's done such a good job with his show. It kind of makes me feel like, well, now that it's been a couple years since that, me trying it out, maybe it would be, I'd be more less stressed. I had a successful show,
mm-hmm.
shows packed, went well, but for me,
you got stressed. Yeah,
it was a little bit stressful.
Was it like a, just like a one-time deal, or was it like a series?
Well, actually, I used to have a podcast called Morgan's Martini Hour, and we decided,
fancy.
Yeah, and we decided that we wanted to do sort of a live production, that was kind of a sort of a celebration of our podcast that we're doing, and then we did it live on the air. So it was mm-hmm. a live show, it was a variety show.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had we had comics, we had storytellers, we had musicians, we had drag queens, and like just an array of performers, and it was a one-off thing. Like, we just did it the one time,
right.
And but it was kind of in tandem with this podcast that I used to do.
Right. I'm just wondering, because, like, you know, because you have the opportunity to, like, refine it as you go along when you're doing a series, you know, so it's like, I mean, maybe it was just as, like, gut-wrenching, you know, for you. Was it the first show of the series where you, like...
Oh, terrified,
like,
yeah.
That same kind of thing? I'm wondering, like, if you did, like, a series, if it would be like, oh, okay, I get it, and, like...
Kind of, like, ease in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think you're always, you know, I'm definitely not naive in thinking that you're not always going to have to deal with sort of, you know, when you are choosing these people to be on your show, they're going to want to do it the way they're going to want to do it, and you don't know if they're going to show up on time and all that kind of stuff. I think there's always going to be an element of that, but I'm certain that if I did it more, I could become accustomed and understanding of knowing what I'm going to be up against, yeah. You know?
Plus, you'll know who to bring. Yeah. You'd be like, yeah. Sure. They're not late.
Like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Ricky, yeah. That's twice in a row. Yeah.
I got a good joke though, man. Wait till you hear this shit.
I've been waiting.
I can't remember when this one event occurred, and maybe we had the opportunity to talk about it last time we were on the show, but my first taste of producing was throwing together the comedy section of a fundraiser. I think this happened like late 2015, didn't it? Or you remember the fundraiser that we did?
Yeah, and it was for cancer research.
Yeah, and the way that it was initially set up was that we would be kind of, the comedy would sort of be opening for a band called Minus the Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But because of noise ordinances, Minus the Bear opened for the comedy.
Oh.
Hard act to follow.
Yeah.
It was to date the roughest fucking rough. Show.
Oh, wow.
Cause they, yeah, the you know
they're putting on a show up there.
Yeah, and it's loud. Oh my god, I was like,
and everybody's like, oh my god, we're getting to see a free concert of Minus the Bear, because they're fairly known, you
yeah.
know, like they're fairly famous.
Yeah, they're a big deal.
Lead singer like, does, you know, he's got his guitar in his hand and he strums at the gang and he's like, we're gonna do one more, and it's
yeah. No, y'all, no.
Man of the hour gets up. He's like, no, sorry, it's 10 p.m. It's 10 p.m. We can't do anymore. I'm sorry, we can't do anymore. But we do have comedy coming up.
Oh!
Please welcome to the stage.
Come on out.
Shannon Goyano.
Shannon, yeah. Get in front of me. Shannon, hurry up.
The whole room's like,
oh, my God.
Shannon
I just like
minus the bears like down at her feet, like
cleaning them,
getting cords out,
like, pulling cords out, around like, my
wrapping
ankles.
Them out from underneath her.
That's fucking bullshit.
And I'm up there like trying to do my joke about masturbating with a carrot. It was not. It was not good. It was like.
Joel's just would have thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, I feel like. Yeah, I just feel like I was, like, revealing, like, personal. Yeah. Like, it's like, I should have held back. And I should have chosen some different knock-knock jokes or something. Like, it was bad. It was rough. It was really rough. And then the father of the man of the hour was, like, this old Russian dude in a tank top and a lot of chest hair. And he kept coming up to each one of the comics in the middle of their set while they're performing. And he was like, no, 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 no. I'm not going to do the Russian accent.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, 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 no. He's like, this is what you guys should be joking about. You should just be joking about farts. That's all that people want to hear about. That's what's funny. And then he was like.
During the set.
Yeah, during the set. Arm around the.
Yeah, yeah. Real, like, father with a bride kind of thing happening.
Yeah.
Like,
just,
he was tossed.
Just,
oh. Blitzed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, to date. But a great story, you know, but worst show. Yeah, great story. Glad we did it just for the experience.
I'm glad you, because I got to just hear about it just now.
Oh, yeah, man.
It definitely, like, expanded that realm of, like, ooh, how bad can a
that
show
can
get?
Suck. Yeah.
Like, okay, well, it won't get any worse than that. You know, it was intense.
Well, yeah, because it's like, even if it was, like, a different, like, band, maybe it's something that was mellower or something, it would have been, you know.
I made a vow after that show that I will never, never do comedy after a band.
Yeah.
Before band, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
It makes more sense that way, I think.
But I will.
That's how it's traditionally done.
I won't do it. I will not do it. I probably will do it if somebody asks me, but I really don't want.
You know what you should have done is you should have brought like a megaphone and just been way too loud.
No. Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, we got loud. They just, but it was like hundreds of people.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
it just,
I know.
We tried everything. Like, oh, like, has anybody ever heard the mantra of the heart? Yum. Why don't we try that together? Yum. Like, trying to like really like lull the crowd down. How about we get around to shushes going? Bad. It was like really trying hard. Some of the performers were working like the perimeter of the crowd, like, hey, my friend's doing comedy right now, and I'd really, and they'd like get all aggressive. Like,
yeah,
man.
Dude,
like,
I'll knock your fucking teeth out, bro. Yeah. I'll give a fuck who your friends are.
Yeah, they
I'm here
truly
to see some fucking rock music, man.
Yeah.
Dude's about to
not give a fuck.
Sign my arm so I can tattoo it.
But Minus the Bear had one hell of a show.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's what sucks. Dudes, that's what made it suck.
All those dudes have been in bands since they were like 13 and shit. Like, it's a couple of those. One of the dudes is from Lakewood, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, can we trick you into some free writing right now? I mean, do you guys want to play a game?
Sure.
I'm open to a game.
So, I have a game. It's called The Story Machine. And you roll the dice. And then you have to answer whatever question. It goes to the categories.
Categories. Right.
It goes to the categories first. The ones I need more questions are sex. I need more sex. and drugs. I need a couple more questions. So, like, think about if you're going to ask Galen Turner.
Oh, boy.
Some questions.
Some questions about sex.
Uh-huh.
What would they be?
Am I allowed to hear an example of a question?
Yeah, it's all like basic. Most ridiculous place you've had sex?
Oh, these are boring already.
Think about that though. It's good. It's good. All these are just stories. It doesn't matter if they're boring. It opens it up and everybody just goes blah 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 and makes a whole story, no matter
right.
what.
That reminds that question.
Ding.
Ding 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 ding. Yeah, that question reminds me of like maybe the third or fourth time that I ever sat down with you, and it was at your place in the attic,
yeah,
at the fourplex, and this fella came. He had like kind of longer hair. He was wearing kind of like overalls, and maybe I shouldn't just like describe him because he's probably a friend of yours and he's listening right now.
He did it.
Okay. Yeah. We're all kind of sitting in this circle, and this guy,
Random X.
He goes, I know. Why don't we all go around in a circle and tell everyone where we lost our virginity? I'll go first.
This is like exactly what I do with this game.
when I was thinking, okay, he's proposing this fun little game, and then I'll go first, I was like, of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then he goes, something, like, it was like in a municipal building of the city of Tacoma. I think Ooh. It was a library.
Ooh.
So he says, like, you know, I'm not sure what the architecture is of the Tacoma Library, but second floor of the Tacoma Library, he says, and then he goes, yes! Like, he already won the game?
We just started playing!
He already won!
That's the wildest place that no one can top that.
What?
Yes! All right, that game was good! Good game, good game!
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah, have a good night, you guys.
Goofball. That's funny.
That's awesome. Was it me?
No, I didn't have long. No, it wasn't you.
Okay, good.
I just know you were there.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm wondering how terrible that sex was.
Oh, gross.
You're scared.
It's like eighth grade. You got to meet your girlfriend at the library, and you're doing weird stuff that you don't even know about, and then you're like, well, if I put this in here, does that count? Sit on my lap over at the fucking comic table. I don't even know how you do it at a library. How do you do it at a library?
I haven't been to the Tacoma Study Library, Carol. But I've been to the Seattle Downtown Library, and I've seen a lot of homeless dudes masturbating there because you can watch porn on the computer. And I just, like, I wouldn't want to lose my virginity in there. No. No.
Gross.
And there's kids. Like, kids and masturbating in there.
Well, you don't have together. To deal with a homeless dude.
Kids and masturbating. Never works out. Well, I guess when you're a kid.
So from personal experience, or let's hope not.
Okay, China. That's not part of the game. See what the story machine does.
We need more sex and drugs.
Look at, but I wanted to put cheesy ones like your first kiss, that kind of stuff too, though.
That's so dumb. You want some kind of like sweet normal ones?
Because it's all kinds of people. I want to play the same game. I want to have the same game. For all kinds of people. And, like, there's some people that are, like, more prudish, you know, than they're... And they're being recorded, so it's, like, a weird... If you're like, hey, tell me the first time you shove something crazy up your... You know? And then it's, like, it can be where you're like, no. I don't want to... Okay, what about your first kiss? Because your first kiss still starts all these things, you know?
Starts a story.
But, yeah, so we need more sex ones. We need more drugs ones. Drugs ones. And we need more childhood ones. I got one. Have you broken a bone before? Okay. See, you're making me think all of them are dumb now. Because they are.
But you made a good point that you're trying to create a story from it. So you needed to kind of have an open-ended sort of...
Yeah.
And like you said, be able to get people talking no matter the age or their experience. Because that's a question that anybody can give an answer to. But
yeah.
The question I was thinking of, no.
Yes. Yes. We need some of that. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to be like, I didn't make these up.
Well, you got a problem with that. I mean.
But I can write sensitive, nice questions, too.
Well, what about sex? What do you want to know about Galen Turner? What do you want to know about his sex life?
Nothing.
Tell the truth.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Okay. What do you want to know? What is the furious about?
Too much.
Yeah.
Right.
The fact that he has a baby is enough.
Oh.
You need to know.
It's definitely happened.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's happened.
Yeah.
I love Galen. But
okay, yeah, well, you're stopping my thing. What, how about, what do you, somebody else then? Jesus.
Well, I've been asking my audiences lately, what's new in dicks?
So,
but I haven't gotten a good answer. Well,
what's new in dicks?
Yeah. I haven't gotten a really good answer for that yet.
Does everybody just look at you crazy and start and like look in their head?
Yeah, I had one friend that was in the audience, shout out. He was like, putting stuff in
the rod.
The head of the dick. Yeah, he's like penetration,
Wow.
Like, that's what's new.
It's called something like piling or like
sounding.
Oh.
Sounding. It is called sounding, because I was like, what is that?
Sounding wand?
Sound of me screaming.
Ow.
Oh! He said, stop doing that!
Yeah. Well, they look like little dental instruments.
No!
From the dentist.
Yeah.
They come in like a pack of six and they get thicker.
Oh, you can stretch it out.
Yeah, exactly. You stretch it out.
The idea is that, like, maybe one day you can get it big enough to, like, fuck another dude's dick.
Oh, like, yeah, then you got, like, a pussy dick.
Yeah.
Damn. Pussy dick. Check that's, it out.
Ow. That's never been possible, that's level though. Seven. That's gotta, Snopes it. I don't believe it.
It has to, it has to work because, let me.
I don't think you could stretch it that much.
Oh.
I think you can stretch anything.
You just gotta find the perfect dude.
Stretch anything all the way.
Wow. But they do that thing where they hook it together with the skin.
Like, oh, pussy snoodling dicking. Or whatever?
Yeah. Pussy dicking's what we call it.
where two dudes' dicks go together and then someone pulls the skin all the way over his dick and another dude's dick.
I want to put my skin over your dick. I don't want to be the one getting the skin over my dick.
I need skin on my dick.
Okay, cool. I'm a top. When it comes to this shit. No fucking gay shit for me.
Yeah, so that's what's new. But I
that's what's new. That's what's new.
But maybe somebody else has a better answer than that.
Yeah.
That was a little scary.
God, I hope so.
If you have a better answer than that, leave a comment on Candy Teeth Radio.
Yes.
Facebook page.
Yeah, what's up with vehicles? Let's get into that. When's the first time you had sex with a dude's dick in a vehicle?
I could answer that question.
Had sex with a dude's dick?
In a car. Yeah, I could answer that.
It's so much different for you. There's too many pictures. There's like a whole music video going on in my head. It's that kind of music.
Oh.
I know you weren't hearing that. What were you hearing?
No, I was going to ask you, like, so what's the music in the music video? And then you immediately began to describe it, so I didn't say anything.
On vehicles, I have, like, what was your first car? And what car did you take your driving test in? Oh, my God, the possibilities.
Yeah, I took mine in a Ford Explorer. Passed.
Was it your car?
No, it was my mom's car. I wasn't, like, an automobile owner before I was a licensed driver.
That makes sense.
They wouldn't sell you.
I was.
No.
I was for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a story.
Yeah, see.
How about, have you ever been at fault in a car accident?
Ooh, that's a good one, because then we'll get into car accidents. Yes.
I certainly have. Oh, wait, are we waiting to roll?
We're
going to wait to
roll.
I'm sorry. We're
just
writing
right
now.
Questions right now. So I've given two, honey.
No, two zip. Two zip.
You're doing the questions.
Okay. Have you ever?
He said he needed more questions.
Yeah.
Been at fault.
So, like, can these questions? Can I propose a question that'll, like, feed my own story?
Yeah, you're gonna play this game.
Yeah. Okay.
I was gonna do it without telling you, but then it, like, would have been too hard to keep it going. Childhood has nothing. Childhood has one, and it's broken bone. That's crazy.
Have you ever had an imaginary friend?
Ooh, that's a good one, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
3-0. Straight out of the gate.
Yeah. Andy, you're losing bad.
I guess Jeff, you must have got here early and filled out a bunch of...
Call that.
These are all me.
Four down the road.
I have another question for sex.
Oh, great.
Yay!
Definitely one of the
What's
categories.
What's the best position?
Ooh.
How about for cars, which car brand do you have loyalty to?
Oh, and why?
And why,
so weird. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
If you could add one special attribute to the car of the future, what would it be?
We'll take their
invention. Because Andy and I have been talking a lot lately about how their, you know, self-powered cars are now kind of coming
self-driving.
Into self-driving cars. So if you could add one futuristic attribute, what would it be?
Mm. I want it to parallel park itself, I think.
Yeah.
Mine are all 70s. I'm like, I want an extra hand that comes out of the roof and holds my cell phone.
And they're like, "Where are you?" Gadget.
Because I already thought about that for like a collar, a neck collar, and then it just has a little thing that goes like this.
I would love an extra, like, hand in the car to do stuff. Because if you drop something, you could have your extra hand steer for you for a second.
Or extra
feed
hand.
You something.
Steer
yeah,
for me.
Hand, that's a great one. Yeah.
So, not just like a mannequin hand, like bolted to the dash, wouldn't work then?
No, it's like. It has to be like the mobile. Badass ass one. It's 3D printed. just comes out moving.
How about what was a big phobia you had as a kid?
Genius.
Right, you guys want to play a game? Fuck yeah, I won. That's called I won.
Okay, I got two.
Yes.
Childhood.
Yep.
Pornography.
Yep.
Just put pornography.
Porn.
Mm-hmm.
I even just put porn.
Yeah, porn. That works. It's the same shit. And under drugs.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, we haven't done any drugs.
We haven't been doing that many drugs.
Well, what are you holding?
What are you holding right now?
Yeah.
What do you got?
What do you got right now?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's good.
Even at home?
Yeah, yeah.
It can, if you bought it, if you own it, your possession.
Oh, that's a good one.
If you can go down
what are you
for
holding?
It?
What are you holding?
Oh,
that's
question.
So good. This was a good idea I had.
I got it for jobs.
Good.
Have you ever lied in a job interview or on your resume to get a job?
That's a good one.
Because you can. It'd be so easy. I didn't have to owe $600,000.
And what is the lie? Do you think people wouldn't tell what their lie is?
It depends.
Well, it depends who it is. But usually
if they still work there, they don't
want to
say anything. Depends if they still work there.
And it depends how long we've been around them.
Yeah.
And how much we've been talking.
Because some people might be like, what if my boss hears this?
Mm-hmm.
Jobs.
Yeah.
I guess based on your experience, what makes a bad boss?
Oh, that's a great one.
What makes a bad boss?
Ooh. Yes.
Everybody has some of
those. That's a really good one.
That's a good one. Beep a bop, beep a bop. What about? Sorry, I'm trying to speed it up.
That this is like a pretty run of the mill question that gets asked every election year, but do you believe in the legalization of all drugs?
Ooh, drugs.
Why or why not?
Drugs.
What was your favorite television show as a child?
Ooh, I like that one. I'm going to get old on people on that one.
You're like, I liked this show. It had Charlie Chaplin on it. Didn't have any sound.
That's not funny. Shut up, that's not funny.
The show wasn't funny either because it didn't have any sound.
Shut up. Look at that. Methanol Trump. That's dumb. That's going to be our rap name.
Methanol
Trump.
Do you have on there what was the first album that could be tape, CD, or record?
Yeah.
What was the first album you ever purchased?
Yep. That was the first one because I got the first of everything.
Because that's always such a fun, like, knowing what people's first were. Depending on the year, because it could be really shitty.
Uh-huh. We did it.
Depending on how old you were and the year that you bought it.
We did it with Larkin. You know who that guy is?
No.
He's an artist here in town, but he's crazy. He has, like, an implant in the middle of his forehead. His whole head's tattooed. Wears a trench coat.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, are you sure? So he was on, and... Wait a minute, what were we just talking about?
First tapes.
Yeah, we did his, and it was crazy. Like, it was like, not anything you would expect, because he's, like, gnarly. And it was Styx.
I think so.
It was Styx, and then he sang the song. And so
nice.
In the podcast, I put the song with it. The real song's, like,
awesome.
In the background of him singing it. It's awesome.
But did that make it on the best of?
No, it's after that. It's like two ago.
Oh, okay. Well, also check out that best of episode because I loved that one.
Yeah, cool. That one, I think it was too much for people because it was so much. Like me and Dan made our mashups like separate, and then plus it was just a bunch. Like we made it so long, it was crazy. But that's cool that you were into it. I'm stoked to hear that because I loved it. I was like, wow, look at this, all the best parts. I think we're good. We have way more.
All right, awesome.
I'm happy with that. Oh, you know what, though? I should do it mathematically.
So where there's
six by
each one?
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, that looks like enough.
It's like a full page for each one. Cool.
Okay, so which ones are you light on?
We need more drugs. Two more drugs.
More drugs. Question.
Two more drugs. More drugs. Two more drugs.
Two more drugs. Question.
Two more drugs.
They're all just going to end with weed.
We need more drugs. Two
more
drugs.
Two more
drugs. Yeah, weed. Two more drugs.
What's your favorite drug? Like
weed.
It's not, so I'm like,
what drug do you do all the time? Weed.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta think outside the box.
What's gonna save the world? Weed. Legalize it. Weed.
Oh, maybe this is too sensitive, But my question was going to be, if you're in a relationship, what would be a deal breaker in terms of drug use?
Oh, like, now I'm getting into some
party and play.
Yeah. Party and play, yeah. Well, like, you know, and I'm not talking about someone's like crazy addicted, because that wouldn't be okay probably with anybody.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, like just dabbling like recreationally.
Yeah, with, like you come home and honey's dabbling in some meth. You're like,
but I know people who it's capable for them. Like, it is possible to dabble in everything. Like, you know, I mean, if, you know, a lot of people get addicted and shit, but there's people that'll...
Yeah.
I have friends that like, they're like, yeah, I did a handful of times and never got strung out or anything.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
I have some friends like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But damn.
Yeah, it's a risk. It's a pretty big risk.
I got lots more strung out friends.
Deal breaker things.
And then, if you want another drug one, yes. How about salvia! Exclamation point.
If it was free and you knew you weren't going to die, what drug have you been curious about trying that you haven't?
Ooh, heroin all day. Oh, wait.
Like, if you knew you weren't gonna, like, you're just gonna do it the one time, you're not gonna get hooked on it, but if there was one that, I don't know, because, like, the hallucinogens, like, there's this really powerful one that,
Oh, I know exactly what
this DMT?
Is. DMT.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one where they mix the DMT with the bark.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
You go to a different country to do the shit?
Oh, yeah, DMT, yeah, like the ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, frog, that's what I'm trying to say.
The frog shit.
You can get on that in Washington State. They have like some sort of therapeutic...
what? You don't have to go somewhere weird?
$1,400, so you might as well just go somewhere weird.
Yeah.
You gotta get a visa.
Well, yeah, yeah, I'm really curious about that, but I'm also terrified because hallucinogens, it's not totally been proven that it's the case, but there are many people that say that caused their schizophrenia to come on. So there's this little part of me that's like, you know, because when you do DMT and, you know, it's like you're going to another fucking world.
Yeah.
And you're deep into it. And he actually has a friend that did DMT and is now schizophrenic. I also, my old coworker, he did a bunch of LSD and then became schizophrenic, and so I'm just like, but I've done LSD, I've done mushrooms, all that. I don't know.
Do you feel so schizophrenic?
No, to clarify on that, it was both of our friends, we believe it was there, but they had managed to mature into a lifestyle where they had constructed coping mechanisms and building blocks around what kind of retained the schizophrenia,
and
or
sort of unlocked,
and then
what
it just blew
there.
All that drama out of there, and then suddenly they were able to flow freely and reach that natural human potential, which turned out to be schizophrenic
for them.
Yeah,
yeah, but who's to say if you did enough of it or you did it hard enough that it couldn't,
like,
just
throw you
fucking
back?
Make you nuts? Are we good on questions?
Yeah, we're done. Two on sex.
Huh. We need two on sex.
We need two on sex! Come on down.
Quiet on sex.
Quiet on sex.
Gosh.
What?
There's
what,
so much with sex, it's easy.
I know. Yeah, what's something you are not willing to ever try?
Oh, to ever try. That's
ever.
Awesome.
Never try.
Never try.
No.
Oh, I have one more.
That's unless, getting unless dirty. That's getting dirty because it's up, making you say something that's so gnarly that you won't do it.
No, what is something that's in, it's not typically a sexual thing, but for you, it is a sexual thing that turns you on that you're kind of embarrassed to share. And when, let's not say something
sniffing
illegal
armpits.
Or like,
oh, okay.
or, you know, yeah, within bounds, but Herbie. Like,
18th
yeah,
birthday.
Like, or, okay, so smelling something. Yeah, maybe it's something that you smell and every time it conjures up, like, maybe it was how the girl smelled that you liked when you first had a crush or whatever. You know, like, maybe if there's a silly thing or, like, maybe, you know.
I like that one.
Like a certain food because of the association.
My carrots.
Yeah. Just as long as, you know, nobody says, like, children. Or
like, oh, no, no, no. Excluding
we're trying to
excluding children. What is something crazy you'd like to try?
Yeah, no animals.
No, you can talk about animals. It's all good. The
I don't really want those kind of people on the.
I just saw a show, dude. I saw a show on the internet. It's called drinking. It was their fucking donkeys in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Vice, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You seen it?
Be a donkey fuck.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, where they're, like, teaching the little boys.
It's their girlfriend.
Yeah, what blows my mind is that they had, like, a white lady on there being like, I think it makes their penises bigger. And I'm sitting here like, oh, mom, what the fuck? Why can't we
have a donkey?
Give me a donkey.
I was just jealous that they got girlfriends that young. That they can just go fuck anytime they want with a stool.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty. And then somebody, I don't remember animals. Who, somebody made the point.
No, they're into it.
Well, the donkeys, the donkeys were into it too, and they don't seem bothered by it. They would kick you or buck you if they were like pissed.
They're into it.
Right, so you kind of have to romance the kids are that donkey.
Yeah.
It's oh, fucked. It's fucked. It's
bring a little dinner up there. Little music.
Here's a little apple for you.
Yeah, you want a drink?
When I attended the Evergreen State College, I lived on the ground floor in the dorms, and there was a lot of aimless vagabonds, like right when the school year would start. They would live in the woods, and then they get back on that vagabond track moving throughout the country. But like some of the stragglers who were like not very like savvy, like we better move out, would be like, hey, maybe I could live with some college kids for a couple weeks.
Yep.
And they just come right in through the window, and then. Then you'd be like, wait a minute, there's seven of us, friends, but there's only six dudes that live here.
Everybody name off. Yeah.
Chandler, Ross. Somebody's like, Gunther, and you're like, get the fuck out.
This one guy came and stayed with us and told us that he and some pals kind of like busted in on a friend that was fucking a cow. And that guy had it all worked out because he had cut a hole in the bottom of a burlap sack and then wore the burlap sack like a smock to fuck the cow because
it's messy. Actually,
it's not as it's really messy. It's like it's nasty. There's cow shit. And,
Oh, come on.
Yeah, some dude's got to get at it. You know?
No.
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 Nope.
Nope. You need to go to jail now. That's how I feel. Yes. That's really how I feel. Like, and I hate the cops, but like, if you're fucking animals, go just.
That's you're a bad person.
You're a bad person. Now those kids in bumfuck Columbia. Guatemala or whatever.
Yeah, on the donkey's
butt. That's not really their fault. They've been taught that, but like in America, no, no, unacceptable, unacceptable. No.
That's it.
Well, like, yeah. I want to be all like, but.
Go ahead. No, I'm editing.
I don't think I want to hear this, but.
Would you rather? Okay, let's say. Mm-hmm. Let's say.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for this. The point.
Let's say it's like it's world medicine. World beats world music. World medicine. You have two options if you want to grow your penis. You can. Fuck a donkey that may or may not be into it, or you can have a poacher murder a rhino to grind up that horn and give you the horn dust. Like, I mean, culturally speaking, which one can we embrace?
Are you saying that because there is some pill out there that grows your dick that has rhino horn in it?
That's like a basic thought, I think.
Yeah. If that's not true, it's at least like a 4chan trope. Yes.
Definitely someone's trying it.
Yeah.
Hey, you throwing that rhinoceros horn out? I have an idea.
Also, are you throwing out that grinder?
That's just a regular coffee grinder. Then they get to shit to rhinoceros.
I think that those people get really, really good at fingering and stop worrying about their fucking dick size that much. Let's kill our fucking animals so our dicks are bigger. No, just get good at oral sex. Like, come on.
Trump for president. I hear you.
Kill an animal.
I hear you. I see where you're coming from. Yeah, fuck it, kill it, make money off it. What are you doing? Sorry, that's not my good. All right, so we got the questions all covered. We're done fucking animals.
For sure.
What about if it's a stuffed animal and it's life size?
That's not an animal.
Yeah, all right. That's the funny thing.
You can fuck the shit out of a stuffed animal. Oh, man.
You can make it.
Yeah.
The natives believe that, like...
Do we even... Oh, what? That sort of sense with the natives.
The natives believe. The natives believe that a totem pole doesn't come to life until you carve the face.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, if you had a faceless teddy bear or whatever, ooh, like, more power to you.
Yeah. But what if it was on its stomach? It's good.
Too much.
Solving problems.
Too much.
Solving the world's problems.
Is that why you're always trying to go to the fair?
Yeah, there used to be this show on the BBC, and it was similar to, like, My Strange Addiction, if you all have heard of that show. But it was like, I'm in love with something that I, it was all taboo relationships. The
like
whole
bridges?
Series, the whole series is taboo relationships. And there were people that were fucking toys. And there were people, there was one episode about fucking, there was like a mother and a son that was a relationship. Yeah. Very taboo. Like, you know, America wouldn't touch that shit, but British people they don't care. They'll put anything on TV. So,
wow.
And then there was one where it was a couple it's different people who fucked their cars.
Yeah.
What? In the muffler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
and the leather.
Right, in the muffler. Like, yeah, see, I can see the leather. I can see the leather.
Yeah, they would just, like,
the armrest that pulls out, and then you push it up. Back into
the... I was pulling up the headrest.
Oh,
and I put it back down.
No, that would be painful.
That's like a guillotine.
Some S&O shit, yeah, no.
Dude, double black car from Jeremy.
It's getting hot in here.
Headrest. Ooh.
What time is it? Eyeballs on 9:50. Is that too late if you have a baby?
You got a
baby? I ain't got no baby.
No babies around here. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Let's call Galen Turner. That's who I want to call.
Yeah.
It's fun to call him. Call Gatron. Siri, listen to me.
Are you?
I don't see Gatron in your contacts.
What, you don't?
You meant one of these?
Oh no, Gatron. Listen. Siri, don't start a fucking fight on the podcast again. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Nice! Nice! Finally!
We got her under control.
I was ready, too. I was like, oh, this bitch is gonna go crazy. That won't work.
Which one?
Oh.
What?
Which
one? Gate 2? Gate 1. In my contacts, I really have gate numbers.
That's awesome.
I call him all the time.
And you can never find this number.
Oh, really? Because it's Gatron, though, and I thought about it ahead of time. God damn it. You guys' number, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Because you guys are friends?
Oh, yeah. So, man, we were roommates in college.
Ooh, maybe you should call him then, late. You should call him. His baby's just holding the phone.
He might not pick up. He might not pick up because then he'd be like, oh, Andy Miller's calling. I love Andy Miller. We have so much to talk about. But it's not going to happen now.
Oh, that's true. You know what I mean? Jeremy's like, oh, let's shut him up. All right.
What do you want, Jeremy?
We gotta hurry up.
I can provide the number, though.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I didn't think about our phones can do that.
I have it, too.
You guys all have it. But I do, too, but it's under something weird. I should look up douchebag and just to check. I might have done that. What do we got? Let's just dial it like we're old. Yeah. He's going to answer because last time he spoke.
Hey, Jeremy.
Is it too late for this?
No. I just, it's been a long day and, no, it's not too late, man.
All right. We're playing the game and we're here with one of your oldest friends in the world.
Shit, who would that be?
Let's do I'll give you a clue. His first name's Andy.
Oh, Mr. Miller.
Ah, that was quick.
Shit.
What's up, Galen?
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Good. How are you? It's nice to hear your voice, bruh.
You too. So we're playing the game?
Playing the game.
Hi, Galen.
And Shannon's here, too.
What are the numbers, and what do they mean? And
we got the whole...
How many rolls we get?
We got the whole thing. It's six. There's six categories now. So you roll the dice, you get one category, then you roll another dice and get one of the six parts of that category.
One of the questions.
Okay, well, just guide me through, I'll keep playing.
What'd you say? Oh, guide you through? All right. So I'm going to roll this for you, for real this time, though. Ready?
Okay.
Four. So four is jobs. You got the genre of jabs category, we'll say, though. So now I'm going to roll again.
Like jobs that I've had or jobs that I want?
We're going to roll.
We're going to roll and figure out what the question is.
Okay.
Question two.
Two. Have you ever been fired?
No.
What? Are you kidding me?
Roll again.
Sorry. How many more rolls?
No, no. We'll give you three.
All right. Here you go.
Okay, you question got four. Jobs again. Go.
Jobs again.
Here we go.
From.
No, wait.
My job.
Yeah, no. Wait. No, you got job.
Yeah, we're going to ask you a new question
now. New question now.
But the category is still jobs.
Well, I can give you a good story about my, a good job I had.
That you got fired from?
I did not get fired from.
Oh, okay, well then hold on.
You might as well say I got fired from it in a way. I mean,
it's
ambiguous. I got yelled at enough that I should have been fired, but.
Yeah, I've had jobs like
how
that.
I learned about sex.
Oh, we're getting two for one.
Learn about the old male-female spermination and
yes,
yes. And whatnot. I used to work on a dairy farm in Stanwood, Washington.
Shut the fuck
when
up.
When I was in grade school, and learned lots of great things.
Did you have a favorite stool?
Amazingly craptastic jobs. But one of them is how I got introduced into how reproduction and sex and everything at a younger age, before pubescence and whatnot. And it was a dairy farm, so they're all heifers.
Yeah, heifers.
Yeah, all heifers. And we had some calves, too. We had one bull named Betty the Bull, but he was just there to, eat slaughter at the end.
Oh!
But every once in a while, we'd have to go in and artificial inseminate them.
Oh!
Yeah. You'd have to go to the office, and there's a big, huge kind of canister. Looked like, kind of like a welding one, like oxyacetylene, but for sperm. Take the cap off, and all of this dry ice smoke would come bubbling out. You're like mad scientist.
Oh!
You're in like fourth grade, enthralled by what the fuck's going on, and they pull this little stem out, and then you get little vials in it, and they're full of, bull sperm, and some of them, they said, like, yeah, this one's worth $80,000, and this one's only $30,000, and, each sperm was, notarized and dictated under the full moon by a witness. They would take it, and then they'd put it in this kind of weird, long, it was like a releasing device, but it was like a reaching one. You go to like Harbor Freight Tool, and you get one of those,
Ones
where you push the thing, and the claw comes
out. Yeah, the claw comes out.
Well, it's like that. It's sperm. And you get a big glove, and it goes way up to your, pinky to your neck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you get that device, you get the glove, and then you get one person kind of, holds the front, the face, and another one's, on the side.
I call face.
And then the other person with the glove at the business end.
Yeah.
You lube up with whatever you got, and you start going in.
You're spitting all over.
You get in about his forearm, and it moves and tenses up, and it's, you're able to wiggle around a little bit, and you kind of go in about up to your elbow, and then the cow's really getting big-eyed and, dilated and scrunched up like a slinky, and then you got to get the guy in the middle to kind of nudge it with their knee kind of in the stomach or all four of their stomachs.
Oh!
And you kind of slipping all the way.
Oh!
And you rip it out, but you pull it out, and It's a big old long doo-doo cover glove. Oh, it looks like a really big dirty condom.
Oh.
But yeah, that's how I learned about sex.
I feel tired.
Good job.
Oh. Wow, that yeah, is tough.
How old? Fourth grade? Did you say fourth grade?
Like maybe third and fourth grade-ish, yeah.
Wow.
What is it?
Fucking
yeah, I couldn't really nail down what sex was, but I had a basis. I was a little bit of a strong understanding of how one way it could happen.
That's one way, all right.
Yeah, but I whenever the cows got loose and were out of their pens and we had to corral them, that's definitely when I would have been fired if I was a true farmhand.
And not just a third grader with your arm up to your...
Yeah, I had a short arm, too.
That was awesome. You just won the game.
Again.
Again. You're the leader. But do you want to play one more time? You got time?
Oh, of course. Let's roll.
Let's do it. One more time? All right.
Yeah.
Wait, let Andy roll. Yeah, let's let somebody else
roll.
I'm cheating. Yeah. Two. Uh-oh.
Drugs. What's
two? Let me get my notes. Two is drugs.
I like those.
I like those.
All right. In drugs, we're rolling a number six.
Question six.
The last one.
Oh, where am I? Drugs. How'd you score your first alcohol?
Ooh.
Ooh.
You remember that?
Drugs and how I scored my first alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at Mother Records.
Ooh.
I think there was some of the usual suspects in the back in the day. I think we had a member from Slingshot that might have played the drums at the time. I'm not saying any names. We gave him a bunch of money. I think we were like freshmen in high school or something.
Yep.
And I didn't get to say what we were ordering, nor did I really know what to order. But about 20 minutes later, 15 minutes later, the drummer came back and he had like two fistfuls of boons.
Oh, it's time.
I was highly disappointed, but it did the trick, and we had a great time.
Yeah,
I still remember it vividly.
Yeah,
fucking
Boone's Farm, dude. I hated how much I loved Boone's Farm when it was the girls' drink.
I don't know about Mad Dog 2020.
See, that was the dude. What about that Thunderbird? Did you get into that Thunderbird?
In like neon green or
yep.
Blue. Orange or
blue.
Boyish pink or whatever.
Talk about that blue, because that blue's not natural.
That was something. That was a good time. A long time ago.
We should reenact that sometime. We'll come over to your house.
Yeah, I've never surrendered. I think we call it Maltoberfest.
Hey, how's that?
Dress up like gangster Nazis.
Ooh, let's do it. Wait a minute. Okay. Nazis?
Yeah,
wait a minute.
There you do. Actually, tomorrow I'm dropping the wife and kid off at the airport for a week, so.
Oh, shit.
It's on.
It's on.
Oh, man. How much havoc are you going to wreck?
So they're flying somewhere in a plane, right? You're not just dropping them off there and leaving them?
What was that?
Have you had any Mad Dog already?
No,
I wish.
I like the white trash mimosas nowadays, not champagne with Gatorade.
Oh, I'm very well aware.
Drink it in the Gatorade bottle.
Yep.
And if you get the blue color, you can drink it in public no matter where you're at.
That was one to grow on right there. We'll let you go on that one, because that's it.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Well, hugs and kisses to all your pink spots, and catch you hopefully this next week.
Yeah, see you Saturday.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Galen.
Bye, guys.
Bye, see you, Galen.
Bye, Andy.
Later.
Bye.
That's pretty fun with him, though. But let's see how we do it in real life with you guys. We should make a jingle for this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Well, can you make a jingle in the time that I use the bathroom?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We can.
Yeah? Can Don't you make fuck a jingle around. In the time that I go to use the bathroom?
Yes.
Jeremy can.
I can. This is, I've been working on 700 albums right now. It's like a project, side project I'm working on. And this is the one of the latest ones right here.
We don't win with healthcare. We don't win with ISIS and the military. We don't take care of our vets. We don't take care of our borders. We don't win. We don't start winning again. We are not going to be controlled by people that are special interests and lobbyists that everybody here is contributed to. And you know what? They do exactly what those folks wanted to do. We're going to make our country great, and we're going to do the right thing. I'm working for you. I'm not working for anybody else. Thank anybody else. Thank anybody else. Thank anybody else. Thank
That's really good.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Are you jamming that yourself? Or
That's me and Trump right there.
That's hot.
Just talking the hits.
Yeah, but that was really great.
All right, Cavity Creeps, we're going to have to wrap it up for this first half of this episode with Andy Miller and Shannon Coyano. Stay tuned for next week when we let out the second half where we talk about a bunch of stuff. We play the game that they just got ready, that I got free writing from them. It's fun to get comedians in, but we get into some of their answers to the questions. And I try smelling salts. So be sure to check back in about a week for part two of this show. Shannon and Andy are one of our favorite guests, and they're super funny. The second half of the show is really good, too. So until next time, thanks for listening, and stay alive.